In the upper bowels of the lower delta, we find a steamy, mosquito-ridden state capital. The Average Network presents Chapter 13 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento. Let us join Arnold relaxing in his office with Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante and Private Detective Jake Giddy.
Dog, it looked pretty strange, so I said, look, lady, Arnold doesn't have to live with you either. Drop the suit.
That's fantastic. What did she say?
She said, grope your own darn dog.
You ought to write a book, Arnold. How to grope friends and interesting people.
You just earned 10 more minutes standing in the corner, Cruz.
Yeah, just because I told people your economic plan was a bad hallucination.
Bad choice of words, Cruz. Me and Arnold both been in some pretty bad hallucinations. You don't mention the crybaby killer, I won't talk about the Jane Mansfield story. Okay, Arnold?
You got the deal, Jake. I wonder where my 2 o'clock is.
He's probably trying to wade through all those miserable school kids outside. Scrubbing the Capitol floor doesn't seem like much of an extracurricular activity to
it
me, Arnold.
It makes them tougher. When I'm a boy in Austria, we had to lick the snow off the mountains to avoid floods. It teaches a child to be muscular. It's
muscular
fantastic.
Between the ears.
Coos. Yes, who is it?
Herr Gubernator. Die amerikanische Senator Kerry.
Sehr danke, Franz. Willkommen, Herr Kerry. Fantastisch hier. I mean, hi, Senator. It's fantastic to see you.
Hi, Arnold. Hello, Mr. Bustamante.
Hi, Senator.
Who are you?
Giddy. Jake Giddy. Giddy and Klutz. Private Investigations.
Oh, you're Oscar Klutz's partner. Pleased to meet you. You know, you look awfully familiar.
Drop it, Senator. You know, you look kind of like
a basset hound, yes, I know.
I was going to say you look more like a Kennedy and Arnold does.
Enough banter. Why are you here, Senator?
Just passing through your state, scooping up loose Democratic money.
Not much of that left, Senator.
Why is he standing over there in the corner?
He's being punished. He's a very bad Lieutenant Gubernator.
Mostly he's just got a smart mouth on him. I like him myself.
Who are all those starving children outside?
They're one of Arnold's new after-school experiments.
They're not starving. We fly them in from around the state and make them help out. They learn a lot about state government.
Like which end of a mop to hold?
Sounds like one of President Bush's No Child's Behind Left Educated programs.
It is, but I thought of the mops. I get them donated by blind Samoan mop makers.
Boy, this northern part of the state isn't much like the south at all.
We have our own sweatshops in Southern California.
We got better Mexican food, too. And the Lakers.
When I get to be president, I may want Shaquille O'Neal for my Secretary of Defense. Unless I don't.
First, you have to beat George Bush. What? You do have to beat him.
Actually, Arnold, he's pretty good at beating himself.
Sort of what I'd figured. We were going to let him keep screwing up, then jump him in the summer. By the way, Arnold, Ted Kennedy says hi.
Let's not mention Ted too loud. Dave Dwyer is wandering around here kicking children somewhere.
No, he split. He heard there were some undocumented workers out at Coppola's Vineyard again.
Boy, that's fantastic.
Well, I have to go watch President Bush collapse some more. Good to see you again, Arnold. You're looking very, round, Mr. Lieutenant
Governor. We tried to make him buff. I want a healthy administration.
I'm fine, Arnold, and I don't want any steroids.
Pleasure to meet you, Giddy.
You got my vote, Senator. Of course, I say that to everybody.
Really? So do I.
That's fantastic.
Arnold, can I come out of the corner now?
The Average Network has brought you Chapter 13 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and some network averages. All celebrity impersonations were soaked in brine for added toughness, polished to a high gloss, and sold to collectors after being sealed in a clear vinyl resin. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network, suggesting that you stay tuned.